Okay, so welcome back to my podcast. It's been a while. First off, I didn't know that my podcast reached to a certain website. I can't think of the name right now, but it reached today, and I got like 129 listens, only because of something that happened to me and my job. But I moved on, and I moved past that. So today, I'm talking about, you know, how we can uplift the black man without tearing him down. I was the girl, like, I'm gonna say girl, this is what girls do. I was the girl who was always, I used to tear one guy down. And the reason why I did that was because of he used to tear me down a lot. So I was like, you know, an eye for an eye. I'm going to do what you did to me. And we have to realize that some men are very sensitive. They are sensitive. And tearing them down can only bring their self-esteem down so low. But they're not, as a man, because you was taught not to show your feelings, they're not going to show you, or they're not going to tell you, or anything like that. So, this is my thing. As a man, you have to learn how to take criticism. Some men have to learn how to take criticism. You have these men who are built for a tough. I know that's kind of lame to say, but they are. They are very built for a tough. They are men of God. You know, they can stand against anything because, for one, you're walking around with a whole armor on you. And the whole aroma, I think that's the right word to say. You're walking around with this aura, or whatever that word is, on you. And you can't be touched. That's fine. That's totally fine. But when you are in the presence of an alpha woman, you have to be the man sometimes to, I want to say, bring her down, but take her down on a few levels. Because an alpha woman is a dominant woman. And you come encounter with a dominant woman, you are going to be intimidated by that. You are. And another thing I want to get into is, some men, you guys do need mental help. You need help. You're battling these demons, and sometimes you're battling the Holy Spirit, and you don't know which one you're battling. Okay, I'm going to say this. When you are in a battle between those two, you can either A, get on your knees and pray, or B, walk away. I suggest that you get on your knees and pray, being for that, because if God is attacking you that way, it's something about you that he wants. It's something about you that he wants to change. And if you want to be stuck in those ways, you're going to attract what you put out. If you want a weak woman because you're a weak man, you're going to get a weak woman. And because of your low self-esteem, you're going to try to dominate her. And that's going to bring her even lower than what she already is. And as a woman, you cannot be like that. I was that woman who did not know nothing, completely green, went back and forth into a toxic relationship that I shouldn't been in. Wanted to make things work because I didn't know who I like I said, the episodes I had prior, me not knowing who I was, like, I lost my identity and everything. It was a tough time. And I lost, I want to say I lost everything, but I did lose a job. I left my house, well, my apartment. I left because what I was trying to show a man, he wasn't trying to show me. And that can, if you allow it, it can traumatize you and you won't really be able to try to love somebody again. I'm at a point in my life where, okay, you come into my life, you're going to break my heart. Okay, that's fine. I'm only 27. Do I have time for games? No. Do I want to be engaged and get married soon? Hell yeah. But the guys that's been trying to talk to me are guys I've been knowing for a while, and I can read between the lines when you want something sexual and when you want something spiritual or mental or physical. I know that now. It's not, you know, we can play this game on Cynthia and she gonna fall for it. No, I pay a close attention to detail now, because for the simple fact that I don't have time for it. And the thing is, I don't want to be this strong alpha woman. No, I just want to be a virtuous woman. And some of you men, you end up in situations with girls because you guys aren't equally yoked. If you have somebody that's anointed, let them pray over you. Let them speak over you. It's not them trying to attack you. You may never know that God probably sent that girl as a friend or girlfriend or whoever to speak life over you. Let me tell you one thing. If you're praying and you cry when you're praying about that person, that's some type of anointing. And that when that anointing is in you, God is going to send that anointing to that person. If you ever wonder why you're still making it, it's because somebody is praying for you. And that is true. Now, I preached on this today. I preached on this today on Facebook. A man that God has stepped in and created will attract the woman that God had created for him. Now, I'm going to elaborate on that. You're not a child anymore. You know who God is. You had accepted him in your life. Now God has said, okay, you have obeyed me. I have this woman for you. Do not turn that down. Because my generation is so focused on sex that is crazy. You guys have to know your worth. Just like these women, you guys have to know your worth too. Because it's a woman out there who would sense a weak man, and she would take full advantage of you. She ain't got to cheat on you. She's gonna read your mind. And if you notice that woman is quiet about everything, it's because she's working on herself to prepare herself to get away from you. You have to love yourself. You have to stop blaming yourself and everybody else for mistakes that's happening, when it's simple to just get on your knees and pray. It's that simple. You guys were created to be kings. I speak, and I notice this too. If I meet a guy, I automatically try to speak life into him. No matter what situation it is, if he's even if he's in the wrong, I'm going to speak some type of, you know, positivity in your life, because I feel like you need that. Some men are taught to not show their emotions, so they put on this cover up to make it seem like they just this hard up ass guy, and you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Strive to be equally yoked with God first before you can be equally yoked with a woman. Strive to find out who you are and your identity. Take someone's advice, whether it's right or wrong. It can have some type of impact on your life. I've dated guys who don't know their worth. And you can be with this person for so long, they will start to rub off on you. And you have to get away from that. You don't want a leech. Now, I preached to my friend about this yesterday too. Leeches. You have some leeches that will suck everything out of you. And then you have some leeches who's going to swim around you and not even touch you. Now, this is how you know which pond you're in. You're in this pond where you have these leeches swimming around you, and you end up into this clean pond where it's nothing but fishes and everywhere swimming around you. you have been saved. You have a purpose. And your purpose is something good because God didn't let those leeches suck anything out of you. Because he knew your purpose. And he knew deep down inside that you know your purpose. But it took something. It took those leeches to swim around you to find out, I need to be in this new pun. I don't want nobody to suck anything out of me. But when you're in this dirty pun and you have leeches just constantly sucking stuff out of you and you don't want to get out of that, what makes you think that God is going to rescue you from that? You don't want to get out. You're not trying to get out. You can be in this pun with these sucking leeches and you just ball up, close your eyes and say, Lord, rescue me. I don't want to be touched. God is going to put you in that clean pun. And those leeches that was once trying to suck everything out of you, they cannot. Some of you men have to learn how to love yourself. And sometimes it does come from a household where they didn't see a man love their mom correctly. Okay, because you saw that, that should have been motivation for you to love yourself more. That should be motivation for you to love your woman more. That should be motivation for you to love your children more. And I'm about to get on that too. You have to love yourself. You have to stop blaming yourself for so much. And you have to stop blaming others for so much that's going on in your life. You need to sit down, right? What is it about me that makes me a boy and not a man? Because if you're a boy, you're going to attract something that's weaker in you. Don't no man want a weak woman. Don't no woman want a weak man. But two weak people, they are never going to succeed. It's going to always be toxic. Now, switching gears here. You guys think it's okay. You think it's funny to walk out of your children's life. That ain't funny at all, because you get punished for that. I'm a living witness. I thought, you know, when I got this job in Metairie, I thought I did the right thing. No, I was chasing someone and I got punished for that. I was chasing someone. Now all of a sudden I have a second child by this man. Didn't want it to happen, but I would not question God's plan. But what I knew about this young man was that he really needed help, you know. But you can't blame people for walking out of your life because they see your worth, but you don't see it. So if you don't see it, I can't do nothing. I can preach to you and tell you, you're this type of man, you're gonna do this. But if you don't believe it yourself, what are you going to do about that? You have to do some deep soul searching. You guys, you think it's okay, like I said, now back to this, you think it's okay to walk out of your children's life? It's not okay. Those kids are missing something important. Those kids didn't ask to be here, but they are here. And you have a responsibility just as much as the mother have a responsibility too. Kids know when someone is not in their life, they know. And this creates some type of character flaw that they have. And us as adults, we, you know, kids aren't, they're not told they have to stop that. But you can uplift a black man without tearing him down. You can. But a man has to love himself and be okay with someone giving them sturdy advice. But if you feel like can't nobody tell you nothing, you can't get mad when they walk out of your life because you brought their energy to them. Sometimes these men tear themselves down. And when they go out to look for help, it's not there. You have to build yourself up. Y'all keep posting these posts talking about, oh, a man gonna change for the woman he really wants to be with. Hell no. Hell no. And reason why I strongly disagree with that, because we have relationships where God will put us in to test us. Only way we can change, only way a man can change is if he accepts God and God come in his life and just change him wholeheartedly from spiritually, mentally, emotionally, sexually. He has to let God wrap his arms around him so he can change. Ain't no woman, there is nothing. And you can, you know, you can quote me or you can say what Cynthia wrong. I did not read anything about a woman changing a man. I didn't. I ain't read nothing about a man changing for a woman. I didn't read anything about that. If y'all did, let me know. But I didn't read anything about that. A man is not going to change unless he wants to be changed. He has to change for himself. So, y'all females thinking y'all winning because of the simple fact that this guy is coming back to you. He's coming back to you because he knows that you're one of those leeches that he can, you know, you're somebody that he can leech on and he can suck the life out of, the life out of you, and you're gonna accept it because you don't even know your worth. And that's gonna be my next. I'm gonna get on some of these women next. Yeah, I'm getting on y'all next. But I pray that this generation of men, they wake up. It's too many of y'all. They don't know y'all worth. Shit, sometimes women don't wanna be with a man that constantly talking about getting his dick sucked, talking about about fucking this and fucking that. Man, some of them don't. That's a turn off. That is a complete turn off. Cause a real woman ain't got time for that. A real woman gonna get them that vibrator and them batteries, and she gonna call it a day. Okay. And sex, especially if you're like 29, 30 years old, sex should be the farthest thing from your mind right now. You should be trying to get yourself together, or you should already have it together. But when God sends you somebody to help, let them. Don't turn your back on angels. You guys, if you are battling with something, talk to somebody about it. You can't just hold things in because that's what you were taught. You have to break these generational curses. You have to step up and be a man. Take care of your kids. Most important, take care of yourself. It's so many guys I've been seeing. I just see on my Facebook and I just talk to them. I'm like, you don't even know your worth. You know, I asked him that. I'm like, do you know your word? I just want y'all to wake up and know y'all word. Y'all get on these women a lot because you ain't got it right yourself. And I've been in a certain relationship where my exes, they taught me a lot of stuff. And I just been thinking about a lot of stuff. And it's making me wise about who I want around my children. And who I want to spend the rest of my life with. I am 27 years old. I have not been in a real relationship. I haven't been in a real relationship. I've been in certain situationships. I wanted things to work out between the father and my children. It didn't work out. But yet, I still pray for him. I don't wish bad on nobody. I don't feel... Because where I'm headed at is... I'm in a new place and I want to stay in that new place mentally. You guys, you're not damaged. You're kings, and it's time for you guys to wake up and realize that you are kings. So, that is it for today. Because I have to do mommy stuff. So, tune in next Tuesday. If you follow me on Facebook, let me know what you guys want me to talk about. You can inbox me. Let me know if I went left or right. I pray that you guys have a wonderful and blessed day.